Time to take a listen to highlights from our basketball coverage this week on KNIA KRBLS. We begin with Pella versus Des Moines Christian, which was heard live on 92.1 KRBLS with Andrew Schneider.
We get you set for non-conference action. It's Pella set to take on Des Moines Christian in our midway conference break. With
nice backdoor move on his part.
Oh, count nice and finish. One on the other side for Jack McGuire as he came flying up the floor. He's got 8 in the first quarter. Anytime you see the headband with the red curls, Garner, good floater, good control by Garner.
Nice slow motion spin move.
Pella's not hit a three-pointer yet. He'll save his own rebound up ahead to Mullins for 2.
Wow, just like they drew it up.
So Harrison Mullins picks up a really nifty rebound by Michael Manning on his own missed three-pointer, 19-14, but the Dutch have not hit a shot yet from deep. Bounces it out to Mullins. Can he get the lid off? Yes.
There you asked for it and you got it. Whew, how'd he get
dribbled
through that?
I don't know, through a triple team. And then Manning to answer,
there
gets a triple
we go.
On the board. The real deal, Simpson from the volleyball line for 3! At the buzzer, Griffin Simpson knocks it home and the Dutch explode for a 28-point third quarter to go in with a lead 58-42. A good bounce back win here at home for the Dutch in between Little Hawkeye Conference 4A teams. They will hang on in the fourth quarter. Final score, Pella 74, Des Moines Christian 64.
Final score in the girls game, DMC 50, Pella 45. In the boys, it was Pella 74, DMC 64. Knoxville was on the road to Clark on Tuesday, and the girls found the defense and offense was working live on 95.3 KNIA. She'll clear to Addie Duncan. Duncan racing down the court. She'll stop, gets it out to Hannah Duncan. A 3 from the left side. Splashdown, an HD 3. An assist by Addie Duncan, her little sister. Here's Hannah Duncan from Addie on 3. Splashdown, another HD 3. Hannah's feeling it tonight, I think. Both of them were snapping of the nets. And both assisted by Addie Duncan. With the ball is Kaya Thornton playing point guard. Thornton looks around, stolen by Addie Williams. Comes in from the left side, will lay it up and score. Addie Williams, her 4th point. That shows her athletic ability right there. She can just get in there, poke the ball away. Here's Reese Shaw with it. She'll get it to Macy McCoy. McCoy across midcourt on the dribble, drives towards the baseline, puts it up, and it's blocked. I think Peyton Kearney recycled that one. She got the rebound out of it. Here is Kaya Thornton. Pass back to Macy McCoy. Macy gets it knocked away. Addie Duncan with another defensive gem. Out to Hannah. Puts it up and scores. They've been assisting each other tonight. Final score, Knoxville 46, Clark 32. Back in the Tulip City, the Pella Christian boys entertained themselves and Fairfield live on KNIAKRBLS.com. KRBLS 2 with Tyler Crabb.
And pushing in transition, Van Weingarten will kick to Flagel. 3-pointer from the left wing. Gilbert Flagel knocking down the triple. And the Eagles on top of this one, 3-2, 5:34 to go in the first quarter. Flagel out top will kick to Branderhorst on the right wing. He's going to try the 3 from the right wing. And there's the first triple for Deacon Branderhorst to make it 31-20. Pella Christian with 4:04 to go in the third quarter. Flagel, top mid-range shot, no good. But Landon Franzman down with another board. The Eagles ahead, Wyatt Snyder wide open from the right wing. And Snyder knocking down the triple. The Eagles have found the stroke from deep here in the second half. They now lead 50-27 with 6:52 to go in the fourth. Flagel, he's gonna step into a 3 from the left wing. And Gilbert Flagel knocks down the triple. He's got 13 in the game. 58-30, Pella Christian leads with 3:55 to go in the fourth. Transition, Steinkamp get a step through, and a nice little move for Steinkamp. Makes it 60-34, 2:32 to go in the fourth quarter. Caleb Volk forces a turnover to the basket, no good. Van Arendong with a rebound. Now Josiah Vink with the rebound, and he will get on the scoreboard tonight.
Final score, Pella Christian 65, Fairfield 38. Finally, Monday, it was a renewal of the Warcat rivalry for the girls as Norwalk battled Carlisle with Clayton Sampson.
Bailey's 3 on the way. Good.
Yeah, that defensive mix-up there on that inbounds just left Bailey, who you cannot leave open on the perimeter. She makes an easy 3 for her. It's like a layup for her. She's got the 3 if she wants it. There it is.
3 on the way. Good. Braylon Birmingham knocks down the 3 for Norwalk here. So both Birminghams with a 3-pointer. Long 3 on the way for Braylon. Good! Braylon Birmingham hits the 3 for Norwalk, and the Warriors take a 3-point lead.
Guard loss in Norwalk, gets it inbound. Bailey Birmingham, long three. Good! Bailey Birmingham hits another one.
She's pumped up. She's got the crowd going on the other side.
Three on the way. Good for Bailey Birmingham. And those Birmingham sisters have been on fire behind the arc.
They're feeling it tonight.
Final score, Norwalk 60, Carlisle 45. Highlights from this week's high school basketball action on KNIA KRLS.